Hi, I'm Danica Johnson.
And I'm Chris LeConte.
And we're
Champion Chat 360.
Hello and welcome to an episode of Champion Chat 360 in person. Danica's in Maine with me.
Yay! In Maine for the first time.
First, like, overtime with me.
Yeah.
Actually, overnight.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I've never stayed overnight.
We had a nice little... You know what's funny is I usually go to bed at 9, but every time...
That was not the case
no,
last night.
No, we went to bed, like, at 1.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, I can handle this.
Yeah.
Every once in a while. It was like...
And
a,
I think we did it last time when you stayed the night at my house. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we always end up staying late. I was like, all right, good old-fashioned, like, sleepover. No big deal. So Danica is here for my shower.
Yay!
I'm so excited. It means a lot to me that you came.
Oh, I could cry, but I'm so excited that I get to, like, share this chapter of your life with you.
Yeah.
And it's flown by.
Yeah,
I feel like it's totally flown by from, like, the first day that you told me and, like, getting that text message that, well, this happened this morning. And then being able to now be at your baby shower and... Just being able to, like, experience the whole thing and knowing that you have, like, 7 weeks.
I know.
Before you have, like, a human that you're in charge of.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy.
And as that little onesie in my mom's... we're at my mom's house. Mm-hmm. So the onesie in my mom's room that I think she probably forgot says, it's cute, mom thinks she's in charge.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what it's probably going to be like.
Yeah.
So I think, you know what I want to do a little bit too? We didn't talk about this yet, but I think I should tell a little bit about my story about getting pregnant.
Yes. I don't think that we ever...
I've been kind of trying not to.
Yeah.
Not that I have anything to hide. I mean, I tell everyone who needs to know, but just kind of trying to find the right words.
Yeah.
So we'll start there and then we'll go into, like, some cool stuff that I think of today. So, my journey getting pregnant, we already talked about my period. Mm-hmm. I lost it for about 6 months once for prep. That was not with Andrew. That was, I was prepping myself, doing a lot of cardio. Mm-hmm. Food was, I think, the normal that I would with any kind of coach or myself or whatever. So, I knew that I was going to always lose my period when I did shows because my body fat does get pretty low. Yeah. I'm pretty lean.
Yeah.
Is one of my strengths, I guess.
Yeah.
So we thought about it. So after your Yorton, I supposedly done.
I remember that.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember actually talking to you at the Gaspari.
Right.
About it.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the show right before the Yorton, and I remember you saying, yep, we're definitely trying. And I think at that point you were trying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were not stopping.
Yes.
So
you were not trying.
Right. We pulled the goalie and just let things slide.
Yep.
But after about a year of letting things slide, like we weren't even married yet, and we were like, yeah, we'll just start not stopping.
Yeah.
So we've been married for 3 years now. So probably about 2.5 years of us trying all together. Mm-hmm. So in that time frame, we were like, well, what is the problem? Because I got my period back after about a month, and that was my norm. And we've talked about kind of that was my goal of why I didn't reverse diet as hard or strategic. I did a little bit more leeway because I wanted to get my period back as fast as possible. Because when I have a goal, the goal is having cramps.
Yes.
It's a problem. So I... got my period back, and then, I was supposedly done. Done.
Mm-hmm.
And I gave it 6 months or so of just no show, no prep, nothing. And it wasn't working.
Mm-hmm.
So we did tests, we went to doctors, and we were both tested. I got this test done that was, like, I call it, like, the dye. The dye and fireworks.
Yeah.
So just to make sure that my tubes were open right, that I was functioning, that I was ovulating. So I did the pee on the stick. So I did everything. My husband went and had his boy parts tested, you know, all his junk, literally. So we did all that, and we found out that there was an issue with us. that we weren't able to connect, we'll call it easily.
Yeah.
So we just had some problems getting
swimmers to
go to where they needed to go. Yep. So we actually it was kind of hard on us because, like everyone, whether it's a female or male, it's one of those things like, shit. Like, I'm not doing my job or I'm broken. So it actually took a toll on our marriage. And divorce was actually talked about. I was flabbergasted, but it was talked about. And I don't think he realized it, but he was really taken back from it.
Mm-hmm.
So my husband, love him pieces, he's a very alpha male. So this is one thing that he was like, shit, I'm not doing my job. And then I was also trying to be very supportive, but then I was also kind of hurt by the way he was reacting, but I was trying not to take it personal.
Yeah.
So it was hard. So we went through a little bit of a rough patch, but because of that, I said I was going to do the show.
Yeah.
And that's when I was like, all right, well, we're just going to step away from all this.
Yeah.
We're gonna put it on the back burner and just live life. And if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. Because I didn't know what to do next. Because I did not want to do in vitro.
Mm-hmm.
Because it wasn't me,
right,
is how I felt. And I didn't want to put hormones in me and everything. And I actually see one of my girlfriends now doing it. And I'm in awe that she does it. And it's rough. It's a rough thing on a person's body. So I prepped for the show. And that's why I also got Andrew, because I was like, I'm not letting myself doubt myself.
Yeah.
I'm putting everything out there to just kind of like, whether this is my last hurrah or not, we're making shit happen.
Yeah.
So I did the show. I actually communicated with some people that I decided I was going to do a show. And they were a little shocked, but they understood because I told them a little bit of the backstory. And then, as you know, I did the Kansas City show, came in second, which is actually Kansas City show, is about this time coming up. It was awesome, great experience, and we were working through things.
Yeah.
Like, at that time, we were really doing much better, and I think it was because we put it on the back burner. So then, I did the Kansas City show, and I was like, well, my goal was to win, and again, back to my husband being alpha male, he said, go for it. Like, you need, just go for the full glory.
Yeah.
And I joked because Mike is, he's great at every sport he ever played, I feel.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's a state champion, this, and this. Like, football, discus, shot put, like, everything. And every time he plays a sport, like, his flag football team wins. And he's like, he doesn't make it, like, awesome. A huge deal. Like, he's not, like, obnoxious, but he's like, yeah, we won.
Yeah.
So, I was joking, and you'll see when you get to my house, there's, like, a Team LeConte sticker.
Uh-huh.
So, you know how people joke about being on team, or not joke, but they really get pride about being on a team. So, we decided that we were on each other's team, and then that way we pushed each other. So, and he actually, another weird thing, and people always kind of were weird by this, he never came to shows.
I was just going to say that.
Yeah.
And what was the one show that he did come
he
to?
He did come to, he came down to the Yorin.
Yeah.
So, he works weekends, so he took the time off.
Yeah.
And we drove down to D.C. together, which was about 8 hours.
Yeah.
We made it like a day. I don't know if I told people this either, but we did some sightseeing on this. I told you, I think. But I have a cousin on the wall. The Vietnam wall. And it was amazing.
Yeah.
It was kind of like hit you at home.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we did that like the night before, but we got to just spend time, him and I, which was something we never did.
Yeah.
Because he was always at work.
Yep.
And we're very independent people.
Yep.
We support each other and everything, but we're very independent.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like you and Matt.
Yeah.
And I think the way our lives are, you kind of have to be.
Yeah.
And be
yeah.
okay with that.
Yep.
So it was awesome. He was there. He's very socially awkward. He's the biggest guy in the room out of all the bodybuilders. He's still the biggest, meaning tall and height and width.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he's backstage, and he's, this is a funny thing. So he like sees all these girls in bikinis, and he's trying to like not look. And I'm like, you can look.
Yeah, it's okay. Everywhere. You can look.
And he's just like, pull my sunglasses. He was holding our friend's baby.
Okay.
He's like, I think their baby's name was Bella.
Uh-huh.
Pull the sunglasses down. Pull the sunglasses down.
That's hysterical.
And if you remember that back room at the Yorton is dark.
Yes. Yeah.
And I was just laughing at him. But anyway, so we won the Yorton, and then I was like, all right, well, let's see what's supposed to happen next. And it was so awesome because when I walked off the stage, he was pretty much by himself all day.
Yeah.
Because he's okay being alone. And like Heather Mary was with us, mm-hmm. and her sister, so they were kind of together sometimes.
Yeah.
But he was kind of on his own a lot because she would hang out with us, and he just didn't want to cramp our style.
Yeah.
Because he's like, you have being a sports person, you have a routine, quote unquote, that you do, Christy, so I don't want to cramp your style. It was hilarious. We leave there, and that was in October.
Mm-hmm.
So then I had a month roughly to get my period back, and I did. So after November, we talked and we found out other ways of what we were going to do. So we did what was called IUI.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the reasons why I want to talk about this is because I didn't know anything about this. Like, only people know, like, use a condom, don't use a condom, IVF.
Yeah.
Like, they don't know that there's other things that you can do if you're having issues. So we did what's called intrauterine insemination.
Mm-hmm.
So what they did is they take his stuff, they spin it, they put all the good stuff to the top, all the bad stuff to the bottom, just make it so it's very fluid, which is what our problem was. It wasn't as fluid. Everything was swimming great, but all their Mike Phelps were swimming in Jell-O. So he had to do that, and then they inseminated me,
mm-hmm.
In the office.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to track my ovulation and everything else. So it wasn't romantic. Like, it wasn't, very little.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was science, which is perfect, I think, in a way.
Absolutely, yeah.
Perfect, because, like, science? Check.
I got that.
Yeah.
I understand.
Yeah. I like when science makes sense.
Thanks.
So we did that, and we did it 2 times,
mm-hmm.
and it didn't work. And I remember texting you and being like, that's it?
I'm done.
Because every time it's you get your hopes up, but you try not to get your hopes up.
Yeah.
And then you find out, nope, you're not pregnant.
Yeah.
So.
And you were like, I don't think I want to do this anymore.
Yeah.
I think I'm just going to do a show. Like, I'm going to.
Yeah. If this one doesn't work.
If this is my last mm-hmm. time. And it was your third time. And you were like, this is my absolute last time. I don't want to do this anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And just, I understood it because I think. Probably at that time was when I finally got my period mm-hmm. back. So I was understanding the disappointment feeling of, like, why is this not working? I'm mm-hmm. doing, like, A and B equals C. Like, mm-hmm. why can't this just work? And I having to be like, no, you got this. Like, this is what you were trying mm-hmm. so hard for. And, like, just keep on going and everything will work out. Yeah, and it was hard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And part of it, too, is... I mean, you're not on any extra hormones, so it's much worse if you're on, like, an IVF treatment.
Yeah.
But it was a lot of hormones, so because you find out pretty much every time when you're PMSing.
Yeah.
That you're not pregnant again.
Right.
And
yeah.
Mike is, again, a man of little words. So I was bawling,
mm-hmm.
and all I got was, like, this big bear paw on my back, and, like, there.
Pat, pat. That's it.
So he just didn't like me crying, and it was nice that last time he got me. I really wanted Thai, so I went in Thai, and then actually bought a bottle of wine to go mm-hmm. with it, which he doesn't do. Like, he doesn't drink wine. But he knew that it was something cute for me, and he paired it, which was really cute. So then, that was actually that last one. That we did was we had to sneak it in before it was Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
So we snuck it in on Christmas Eve. That one did not take. And then we did it again in January.
Yeah.
And that one took.
Yeah.
And that's where we are today.
Yeah.
So that was fun
mm-hmm.
to like be able to be like, oh my God. Oh my God. And then kind of you guys have heard from there.
And well, how did you find out?
So it was a Tuesday morning. and I had to be up for work at like 4 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
So I peed on the stick at 4 in the morning, and there was a line. And I was like, okay, I like that. And then I was like, I'm going to wait until I get more water in me and see like if there's anything. And then I did another one at 8 o'clock, and there was another line. And I was like, okay. And then people asked me the other day, who's the first people I told? I was like, I told like 4 girlfriends
before you told Mike. Yeah.
I told you, my friend Megan, Kendra, who I call my pro mom, and I think one other person.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like laughing in my head thinking like all these women right now know that. I didn't even tell my mom because I waited until I told Mike, but it was funny. I told my mom with like onesies and she was bawling.
Yeah.
But then I told Mike, so Mike works overnight, so I was came home after work, and he just, man, little words, pointed at my stomach and me. Like, didn't even, like, use a word, just pointed.
Yeah.
Because he knew I was testing, but I didn't tell him, I didn't leave him anything. So I'd gone and got him a little book and the onesie, and I go, use your words, and he goes, you use your words.
I love that.
So I was like, use your eyes. So that's how I told Mike. And then it's been interesting. It's such a cool thing, but I don't want to say that I think I've said it before, like, I was never someone who thought I would have kids.
Yeah.
Like, I was just like, I don't need to have kids. Not that I don't want to say that I was selfish, but I didn't know if I had the mom gene.
Yeah.
And we were talking to your mom, and I was actually, I kind of asked her that question in a way, like, about her being a caretaker.
Yeah.
Like, did you think you always had that? Because I don't know if I always thought I was a caretaker. Not that I don't care for, I really care for people.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, my dogs are like babies for me. And
it's different though. Yeah. I feel like my mom has always been, and I think she said that, like, she was made to be a mom.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember her saying to me at one point, you know, Danica, it's okay if this isn't what you want to do. And she was like, I'm realizing that every person is different. And if this isn't something that you want to do, then that is okay. It's not for everybody. And it really isn't. Like, I think that maybe generation-wise, too, it's a little bit different. Yeah. We talked about that last night, that, like, even our grandparents, they were like, we're going to make babies. It's like, we're going to make 7 or 8 of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, the next generation was like, maybe we'll dabble in some work. But it will be a daycare at home.
Right.
We'll be a stay-at-home mom, and we'll make 4 to 5 babies. And, like, our generation is like, fuck that. We're going to work.
Right.
And then we'll think about it in our
30s. Mm-hmm.
And then we'll be like, oh, I don't know. Like, I like me time.
Right.
I like vacation time. I want to do my own thing.
Mm-hmm.
I want to work. I'm independent. I think it's a generational thing, but with you being pregnant now and being, like, 7 weeks into, like, a baby is in your arms, how does it feel? Do you feel that something came over you and you're like, I got this?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. The time when I found out she was a girl, shit got real. Like, I told you that, but, like, that was the turning point.
Yeah.
And I was talking to a girlfriend who just found out she was pregnant, and she's like, I'm having a hard time relating and connecting.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you're only 6 weeks pregnant.
It's
like the size of a marble, whatever it is. Like, it's
like
okay.
A poppy
seed. Right.
Like,
it's hard to wrap your brain
absolutely.
Around. Don't worry. I think that's why they have it for 9-10 months. Like, you have time to
have a transitional period.
But yeah, it was probably around that 20-week mark that I was like, okay, I think I always knew I could take care. I can do anything.
Yeah.
Like we said before, I can do anything. But it was definitely going to be something different, because another thing we talked about a little bit yesterday was I'm a nomad, in a way, where I love just getting in the car and going.
Yeah.
There's no more of that. And remember, I was in Boston and I texted you that. I was like, I just realized this is the last time I'll probably be walking around by myself.
Yeah.
Just me, with no stroller, no breast pump, no...
Yeah. And how does that feel? Do you... Are you like, oh, man, like, this is the last time it's just going to be me? Or are you like, aw, it's the last time it's just going to be me?
It wasn't awe, it was a realization.
Yeah.
So it wasn't bad or good. It was just a realization.
Yeah.
And it's interesting.
Yeah.
Because we talked, and maybe it is because I'm technically an only child for most of my life. Like, right now we're at my mom's house and my brother is here, so that's kind of fun. But he's 14 years younger than me. Okay. So that's a big deal.
Yeah.
That I had most of my life just me. So,
yeah.
And then even till 33.
Right.
And Mike and I being so independent.
Right.
It's very, so it's interesting.
What excites you? What's one thing that excites you the most and one thing that scares or makes you nervous the most?
I'm excited to see what she's going to be like.
Yeah.
Like, I want to see what her personality is like, how she grows and develops.
Mm-hmm.
That's also something that scares me in a way.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want her to struggle in big ways.
Yeah.
Little struggles. Like, she can't be perfect, but
right.
But I don't want her to have huge struggles.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want her to have diabetes.
No?
No.
Well, you know a person that would just counsel her, so.
I don't want her to have a reading disability.
Yeah.
Or a learning disability.
Yeah.
You know, I know my husband probably thinks it's a big deal, but I don't think so. Like, he's socially awkward. Okay. He doesn't want her to have that.
Yeah, okay.
Like, I think he would like her to be my bubbly self, and I'd like her to have, like, his intelligence.
Yeah.
So it's an interesting what we want.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, financial is always a thing, but
right.
I'm not as worried about that as I probably was, and that's what took me so long.
Yeah.
Because I grew up struggling.
Right.
And that was the hardest thing.
Yeah.
So that was the biggest fear of why I didn't have kids earlier.
Yeah.
And because I was crazy. Like, I was partying in Wrigleyville the whole, in my 20s. I could barely, like, afford a can of tuna. And I was like,
right.
Oh, you're going to buy me my drink?
Oh, yes, right. My calories.
Calories for the
day. Fantastic. I think that it's so exciting that this is, like, it's real. Like, it's happening.
Yeah.
And today isn't, like, a birthday party or like, a bachelorette party or anything like that. Like, the gifts that you're going to be getting are something that is for another human being that is your responsibility.
I'm just opening them. They're not for me. I guess a couple of them might be for me, but I was joking to myself. This is because I talk to myself, I guess, a lot. The other day, sidetrack, Mike's like, where does your brain go? Like, how do you go from here to way over here? Like, I saw something on the side of the street, and I was like, oh, blah, 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 blah. And he's like, what did that come from? But anyway, I was getting ready, and I was laughing about putting eyelashes on and putting makeup on and, like, getting my hair, like, nice. Seemed like, play with it, ridiculous, so it's just going to fall anyway. But, yeah, I was like, you know what? It kind of feels like a show day. Like, you're getting ready, you're preparing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I'm the bikini right now. I'm not I'm the bikini, and she's wearing me.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, and everything that you open is going to, I mean, for the most part, be for her.
Yeah.
And from here on out, you are going to have, like, birthday parties and get-togethers that are for her that, I mean, for the first couple of years, you're going to be opening gifts that you're going to have to be like, oh, Dolly girl, like, here, this is for you. Do you don't care? You're one. Okay. And, like, be excited for her and have her emotion. And, yeah, it's completely different.
I'm excited for that.
Yeah. I think it's awesome.
I'm not a stuffed person.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even my family, my mom's. The three moms kind of spoke to me. Not yelled, but spoke to me. And said that I didn't have enough in my registry. And I said, honestly, I don't want more shit.
I completely agree.
And then...
Your mom, though. Let's talk about, like, what's your mom doing in a spare bedroom?
Seriously. I should take a picture and post it on the...
That should be what this episode is all about. What moms do to prepare their daughters.
Grandmothers do.
Grandmothers do. To prepare just in case.
Oh, my God. And she's, like, stressing out. Because... So they had a water leak. They're kind of doing some... home like renewal things or whatever, so it's kind of in shambles. And my mom is just one of those moms. Oh my gosh, I need to clean. We're like, honey, it's mom. It's clean. It's fine. And we go into the spare room, which was once my room, and I show Danica, and we both, our eyes were huge with all the stuff she has stored.
Yeah.
Just waiting.
Yeah.
So she's been hoarding baby supplies.
Yeah. She's ready.
She's more ready than
she's
I am.
She's more ready, yeah. My mom, the last time she came up, she took all of, like, my coupons, and she was like, I'm going to order this stuff from my house. And I was like, what do you mean? She's like, if I need, like, a breast pump pillow. And I was like, but you don't.
You're not breastfeeding.
So you don't need that. And she was like, but I'm going to need, like, a bassinet and a skirt for the bassinet. And I'm like, Mom, no. And, like, the baby's not going to look at the bassinet and be like, if only you put a skirt on there. Like,
Graham.
Come on, Mima. I completely am right with you with stuff, though. It's interesting how your personality develops into, like, a mother. And then how it's going to change throughout the years too, and how you're going to view life and view different parts of life or different, like, focuses of life. Like, I'm sure your point of nutrition is going to be different, or exercise is going to be different, and, like, how are you going to portray that to your little girl now? And it's kind of exciting. Mm-hmm. It's almost like taking on a client.
Yeah.
And a little tiny, that, like, you really, really care about, but this is, like, to the extreme. Like, you're in charge of their world.
Right. Which kind of feels like that sometimes with clients.
Oh, exactly. Right. And, like, you just want the very, very best for them. Mm-hmm. But ultimately, like, they have to make the decisions, and you aren't in control of everything. Yeah. And I think, I know for myself, that's hard for me.
Right.
Not to be able to be in control of everything.
Yeah.
But, like, you have so much say, like, from the developmental stages, and that's exciting. Mm-hmm. Matt thinks it's great. Matt thinks it's going to be, like, I get to mold this little one into what I want. I'm like, meh, not necessarily.
Not 100%.
Not 100%.
Let's do 50-50.
But it is exciting. I cannot wait to, like, go to the shower and see all, like, the women in your life that are just there to support you and love this time of life for you. And
that's part of, like, the other part of the stuff thing. Like, I told you upstairs, like, I really kind of wouldn't, I would rather not open gifts and just talk with everyone there.
Well, it's your shower.
Yeah, I know.
You can do whatever you want.
I have three moms to
help. Like, open. You know what I'm doing? I'm telling everybody to clear wrap it.
Oh!
So I do not have to open anything.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, I should have told you that a while ago. But
that's all right.
Yeah, I'm clear wrapping everything so I don't have to open a single thing.
Oh, that's amazing.
Stephanie did that, your friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was amazing because you saw everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's a good tip for all of
people. Yeah, but if you guys don't want to ever open gifts, just even for a bridal shower, like, if you don't want to open gifts, clear wrap the shit.
Hopefully I never get married again.
We're done with that phase of our life.
if this one does not work out, I'm being the lady with cats and dogs and a baby. Well, maybe she won't be being, but
I don't know if I would remarry. I don't know how we got on that topic, but I cannot wait to just experience the shower. And I'm telling you, we were talking about prep life.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna go by really fast. Like, when you are 7 weeks out from a show, you're like, oh shit, like, dial stuff in. You're 7 weeks out, girl.
I know, I'm excited. We're gonna wrap this one up because we have to go. We're gonna be late. My mom wanted us there at 11:10.
And I'm gonna go to the bathroom.
Yes,
because this is what you do when you when you're pregnant.
So for all of us, thank you for just listening to this little it's just a little something that we're gonna put together. We might do some
chit-chatting
chit-chatting with people at the shower, but we'll see. So thank you for listening, and if you want to reach out to us, if you have any questions, it's championchat360@gmail.com. You can find us on Instagram. We have our own social medias. We'll link it all below. We hope you have a great day, and talk to you later.
Bye, guys.
Hi, guys. It's Christy just checking in after the bridal shower. We were so busy at the bridal shower that I actually did not get after interviews with any of the people there. It was an amazing, amazing experience. I got to, you know, really, I don't want to say connect, but feel love for this baby that's coming into this world with all these amazing women that were able to attend, and a lot of great females who actually sent their love to, which I appreciated. It was an amazing day, and you know, it's really cool to be able to celebrate and learn something that you never thought you were going to be doing, and to really learn from people that you respect too. So that's that was my little wrap up of it. I hope you guys had a great day, and we will be talking to you soon. We can't wait for next week. We have some pretty amazing females who are not only competitors, but they rock it in everything else they do in their life, which is, again, the reason why we call this 360. Sorry, Bebo's playing with the bone. It's going to be some really cool females. So check it out in the next couple weeks. Hope you have a great day. Bye.